This is J. Lewis Mills, and you are about to be put on the level with J. Lewis Mills. Whether it's truth, controversy, good news, or bad. If it offends you, I'm sorry. If you agree, that's great. We talk about it all here because everything needs to be put on the level. Come in and join the conversation. I promise you'll be glad you did. You have me. My name is J. Lewis Mills, and you are now on the level with J. Lewis Mills. It is so great to be with you all again this week. Before I go any further, if you do want to call in this week, the number is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that is 1-888-627-6008. Wow, what a week. It's been quite a busy week. A lot of it has been electronic. You know, what I mean by that is emails and conversations and negotiations and all of that stuff. But I can say I have come to the point where It is time to take a bit of a break from my weekly podcast on a level with J. Lewis Mills. Earlier this year, before this COVID-19 pandemic started, earlier than that, I sold a script. Excuse me. I sold a script to a streaming service. Unfortunately, I can't speak about the service or what the script is about. But anyway, we were going into pre-production. Actually, I think we'd actually even been in pre-production for maybe a week to 10 days, and then we got shut down. So through this week, through doing all the electronic stuff that I was saying that I was doing, we've come to the point where it's just about ready to start up in production again. And because I'm going to be busy, I'm not going to have the time that I would like to put towards my weekly podcast. So, for that reason, I will be away until I will be away until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I should have that date because that's the date that I'm going to be back. I don't know what it is, but if you do follow me on my social media, which is for like Instagram and Twitter, it's at J. Lewis Mills. Snapchat is just J. Lewis Mills. If you follow me on any of my social media, you will see, because starting the beginning of November, I will start posting again about coming back to doing the podcast. But I have to take a little bit of a break because I have to. And I mean, this is, so when I say this is a dream come true, you know, I think that's kind of an understatement. It's one thing to go through an audition and get picked to play a role on someone else's project. That's one journey in and of itself. But for a creative actor like myself, to have something that I wrote actually be interesting enough for a streaming service to buy put a budget to it and allow my words to come to life, I mean, that's just a beautiful thing. So, as sad as I am that I am going to be away from you all for as long as I'm going to be away from you, I have to be honest and say that, you know, going onward and upward is, it's just an exciting feeling. And over the last week, you know, I've had just this really exciting feeling. I don't know why. And when I get these feelings, so when I first started getting feelings like this, I spent so much time trying to figure out, well, where's this feeling coming from? What is this? What is this? That I wasn't being in the moment and I wasn't enjoying the moment just because I didn't know where the moment was coming from. But then I came to the realization, you know, if I'm going to be in this good euphoric space, even if I don't know why, I'm going to enjoy it while I'm here, you know? So for like the last week or so, I would say I've had these thoughts that I'm going to be meeting new people. There's going to be, I'm getting ready to get back to work. You know, all kind of different thoughts going through my head. And, you know, the whole time these thoughts are going through my head, I've got this really, really good feeling. So, you know, I am going to miss doing my podcast every week because, quite frankly, this is the only place that I can come every week and be truthful and be honest. This is the only place where I can come, and if you have listened to my podcast or you know me personally, and I even joke and say that it takes me 20 minutes just to say hello, you know? So because I have such the gift of gab that I have, sometimes it does take me a while to get my point out. And the one thing that I find when I'm in conversation with people, if I'm in a face-to-face conversation, if I have a point to make, and, you know, I've had to learn how to do this for myself. I've had to learn how to edit what I'm going to say so it doesn't take so long. But because my thought patterns, I believe, are so balanced on most things, you know, I have to do a lot of talking in order to explain where my thoughts are coming from, where my thought patterns are coming from. So yeah, I will be gone for a little bit of time. I will be thinking of the show, and I already know who my guest is going to be when I come back. So, you know, it's I'm in this show right now. However, I am looking forward to being in that show because I will be back in front of you. Well, not in front of you all, but I will be back with you all as listeners. But don't worry, you know, just because I'm not going to be on every week, that does not mean you cannot go to bbsradio.com/onthelevel. And get your J. Lewis Mills on the Level fix by going to the archive. You can absolutely do that. And if you are a new listener, I absolutely invite you to listen to previous shows from last season that I did or previous shows from this season that I did. If you listened to have, if you have been listening to me ever since my podcast has started, if there was a favorite show that you had, you know, by all means, go to the archive and listen. I'm not going totally away. And then also, you know, you can follow me on my social media. But this part of the job is that part of the job that is so hard for so many of us as actors, because I want to tell you all so bad what I am going to be working on, but I cannot. And so many times we fall into that place where we have worked on something, but we can't talk about it. The television show that you can see me on now, The Family Business, if you download BET Plus. And by the way, if you do download BET Plus, you get a free week trial. So I would just say download BET Plus. Now, they have a lot of great shows on there, a lot of great shows. So I think if you download BET Plus, you will want to keep it. But if you don't want to keep it, just download it, get your 7-day free trial, watch Family Business, support the show. It is a great show. It is a great production company. And probably an assembly of some of the best actors that I've seen. Ever since I've been doing this thing professionally, you know, when I watch a television show, the one thing that I look for is chemistry within the cast, on-screen chemistry within the cast. And the chemistry that the cast of The Family Business has is just amazing. So I absolutely invite you, if you have not done so already, I absolutely invite you to download the app BET Plus, get your Family Business fixed. You will absolutely want to watch season one, however, before watching season two. Season one is just as good as season two, so I absolutely invite you to do that. I was making a point, but I forgot what it was. But anyway, I'm going to be away. I look forward to what's coming up. Oh, I know what I was talking about. I was talking about how we can't talk about something that we're working on, like as an actor or as a director or, you know, as a producer. We have to wait for either the studio to announce it or the network to announce it, or we have to wait for someone else to announce it before we can talk about it. But I absolutely wish I could tell you all what it was, what it is exactly that I will be working on. But for tonight's show, a few weeks ago, when the whole George Floyd thing was going on, and I did this on purpose. I had a young man, his name is Tyreek Wynn. He's a college student down in Atlanta, Georgia. And I had him on because I wanted to get the perspective of the next generation. And I did that purposely because I felt like my generation, the generation before me, and the generation before that have proven that we failed in trying to figure out how to live amongst each other peacefully, respectfully, and justly. So I wanted to speak to someone that was from the next generation. And if you listened to that conversation, you heard me say at the end of the show, you heard me say that I had absolutely no problem whatsoever sitting in the back seat of the next generation's car, because my generation and the generations before me have proven we got it wrong. And if you also remember that conversation, Tyreek was talking about a book that he had coming out. Now, it's not really commonplace where you would see a guest come back to a show so recently after being on a show initially. however, if you were listening to the show, you did hear me tell Tyreek, once his book comes out, if he wants to come back, I would have him back on as a guest. Well, I just spent the last 10, 15 minutes explaining to you all that I wasn't going to be here until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So I figured, you know, what better way to start my hiatus than by, number one, keeping my word, because I told Tyreek he would be on the show. But, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this show is for empowerment. And when I come across people that I feel are going above and beyond what they where they should be or what they should be doing, that means a lot to me. And again, if you remember the conversation I had with Tyreek several weeks ago, you know, this cat's doing some pretty big things. He's got his hands in a lot of different mixing bowls. So I'm going to have a conversation with him about his book that is coming out. I want to hear all about it. Unfortunately, I've been so busy, I haven't had a chance to read it, and I did let Tyreek know that I did not have a chance to read his book, but I still want to have a conversation with him about it. So that's what we're going to be doing a little later in the second half of the hour. Again, the number is 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. I wanted to say also, and I absolutely, totally do not mean this with any level of negativity attached to it whatsoever. I do not mean this in a negative way at all. But even last season, I mentioned how, so Wednesday night after I do my show, Thursday, Friday, and then some even Saturday, I will get people that have listened to my podcast that will email me or they will Instagram message me, and they will, you know, either tell me they liked the show, tell me what they wish I would do differently, or if it was a topic that they could relate to, tell me, you know, tell me their story. But I very seldomly have people call. Now, I do take that back, and I do take a little bit of responsibility for that, because there have been times when I have had more than one caller, and I've been told that I have a caller, but I was so into the conversation that I was having that I didn't take the call. But, you know, it's not like that's common knowledge. It's not like everybody knows that. It's not like people are going to say, oh, well, if you call into on the level, he's not going to take your call. Nobody knows that I have calls except for me. There's just sometimes that I get into so deep, as I said, into the conversation, you know, that I feel like if I take a call, it's going to, excuse me, it's going to derail that momentum that the conversation has, whether I am speaking by myself or whether I have a guest. So, yes, there have been some times, but for the most part, I get more response and reaction through social media or email. And I asked another podcast host friend of mine if that was something that she recognized. And she said, oh, yeah, absolutely. And she said that she even had a conversation with someone about it. And she said that she was told that in some people's minds, now, look, this is what she said she was told. This is not my opinion. I don't totally buy into this, but this is what she says she was told. In some people's mind, they feel like if they use their voice on a radio show, people will know who they are, when that is the absolute furthest from the truth. That's why it's hard for me to... Okay, so I get it, I understand it, I grasp it, I understand how that could be a thing in today's day and age, but at the same time, I can't understand how that could be a thing in today's day and age, because there are so many, this show, as well as many other podcasts, are broadcast around the world. So if you are sitting in your home, even if you're sitting in your home in Los Angeles, California, nobody's going to know who you are. Yes, I do ask what your name is. I ask where you're calling from. But nobody said you had to give me your real name if you really wanted to keep that level of anonymity. But I don't ask you for your last name either, you know. So I have yet to meet, let me think real quick, I don't think I've ever met someone that had, they were the only person with that name, that first name. I don't think there's ever been a time, okay, so maybe people say that they've never known anybody named Jay Lewis. Okay, well, I know me, so I can't count me, but I haven't known anybody else that has a name that has never been heard before. So the point I'm making is, if you call in and you say what your name is, nobody's going to know who you are. Even if you have a family member that's listening to the show, they might not know who you are. But even if they do know who you are, you know, if you call my show and you say something silly, you know, you get what you get. But if you call my show and you have a true opinion, a passionate opinion, you know, there were times when I would do my political shows and I would get Republicans that would send me messages about how dumb I am or how this or how that. And I'm like, why didn't you call in? Clearly you listened to the show. Why? Let's have this conversation, you know, on the air. That's the whole reason I'm here. Excuse me. So, but yeah, I do get some calls, but not a lot. So when I do speak with Tyreek, if you did want to call in, again, the number is 1-888-627-6008. We are going to take our commercial break now. And when we come back, we will have Tyreek and we will go ahead and start our conversation. So you are on the level with J. Lewis Mills. We will be right back after these messages. Hi, this is J. Lewis Mills. I want to tell you guys really quick about this new app that I have teamed up with. It's called Payphone X. It's a really cool app. If you want to get a video message or a text message or a telephone call from your favorite international celebrity, be it film, television, singer, athlete, you can do that through Payphone X. All you have to do is go to your app store and download the Payphone X app, do a really quick registration, and then your favorite international star is at your fingertips. Again, it's called Payphone X, and you can get their app through your app store. Now let's get back to the show. Hi, this is J. Lewis Mills, host of On the Level with J. Lewis Mills. If you are in the Los Angeles area and you need new headshots, I would like to recommend Eric Lee Huffman. He actually did my demo reel. You can reach Eric at headshotsbyhuffman@gmail.com. That's headshotsbyhuffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, @gmail.com. Or you can call him at 323-364-4685. 323-364-4685. Tell them J. Lewis sent you. Now let's get back to the show. All right. Thank you very much. Sorry about that. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty, but we are back. You are on the level with J. Lewis Mills. The number to call is 1-888-627-6008. Again, that's 1-888-627-6008. As I said before the break, when I came back, I was going to have Mr. Tyreek Wynn with me, and we were going to have a conversation about his book. If you don't remember, as I said before, Tyreek is a student. I believe he's a junior at Georgia State. Is that right?
Yes, Georgia State University.
Georgia State University. And he, like I said before, he has his hands in a lot of mixing bowls. However, we are here tonight to talk about this book that you wrote. So let me be quiet and let me let you tell me and my listeners about this book. And thank you for coming back, by the way.
Oh, yeah, of course. And like I said, you know, I'm very happy that you asked me back. Had a good time on the first one. So ready to have a good time again. You know, it's late night on the East Coast, so everybody in my house is asleep. So, but yeah, very happy to be here. But yes, my book, it's called How to Create Your Own TV Talk Show. And this is my, I guess you could call it my quarantine project. Mm-hmm. This is something that I worked on during the quarantine when we were all sheltered in place here in Atlanta. They sheltered us in place. I think I was like our entire state. So we were sheltered in place for like about 14 days, I believe. And so during those 14 days, I was like, you know what? I need to come out with something. I need to do something valuable with my time. And then I was able to come out with this book. So this book, How to Create Your Own TV Talk Show. It was released May 19th, and back in May 19th, it was released, so people, you know, were able to go out and buy it during that time. But yes, and it has a lot of valuable information in it, so I will go through some of the information that is in the book. So this book is for anyone who is interested in creating their own content, anyone who already has their own content. The book can teach you how to enhance your own content if you already have your own content. And if you haven't created your own content, it will teach you how to create your own content and also get it on TV. So going through some of the chapters, I'll teach you how to figure out who your audience is or who you want your audience to be. You're going to learn about what you will talk about on your show and how you will gear those topics to your audience. You're going to learn the legal stuff and how to make a TV show treatment and all the other legal and contract and logistical stuff that you need. You're also going to learn what equipment and people you need on your team. You need to build a team. Now, you can do it yourself, but it is easier, you know, if you build a team, kind of like how you guys have a radio staff, you guys have a team, sure. You know, so, and then you also need to make your content viewable as well. So that goes to getting it on TV, also getting it on social media and stuff like that. And then, of course, most importantly, how do you make money with this content? I teach you how to make money with the content. And last but not least, I teach you how to apply for media credentials for big events, and also how to get celebrity interviews on your show.
Now, I have a couple of questions about that. First of all, for my listeners that don't know anything about YouTubing, TikToking, social mediaing, any of that, my first question is, what is content?
Mm-hmm.
My second question is, where did you get the information for your book?
Mm-hmm.
What is the main demographic that you are going for with the sale of your book? And what reason would someone have to buy your book over another book?
Okay, yeah. So, wait, remind me of the first question again.
The first question was, for my listeners that don't do the social media situation don't do the YouTubing or any of that, what is content? You said you were talking about content. Mm-hmm. Clearly, obviously, I know what content is. Yes. But since that's what you're talking about in your book, for someone that doesn't know what content is, what is content?
Yes, so content is basically what you're creating. So when it comes to content, this show is considered content. What we're, you know, you bringing me on and us interviewing and you're interviewing me, that's considered content. So, content is stuff that you put out for the viewers. So let's say, you know, you're creating your own show and you decide that you want to do like a cooking show. So like, you know, you cooking the foods and stuff like that, and you doing that on camera, that's your content. And that's the content that the viewer is going to see. And that's the content that you're going to put out.
Okay.
When it comes to, I believe you said something about, if I'm not mistaken, you were talking about how, who my book would be for. So mm-hmm. This book is actually for anybody who wants to create their own show, whoever wants to have their own platform, because there are so many other platforms out here, you know, that you can go on and you can be on. But, you know, there's nothing like owning your own stuff and having your own platform to do whatever you want on. And so I definitely encourage people to definitely create your own content if you can. And also, it's for anybody who's looking to go into the media industry, period. So let's say, you know, you're a student in college and you're looking to go into news or entertainment or something like that, then this book will still help you, because it'll teach you, you know, how to be on air, you know, certain things that you should do, how to get those interviews that you want to get, how to get those media credentials and stuff like that. So really important, valuable information. And then the reason somebody should buy my book, you know, over any other book is because, one, I have the credibility. So I've done this before. So, you know, I already have my own show. The show's been out for over 4 years now. The show is on TV, so I can tell you how to get your own content on TV, because the book is called How to Create Your Own TV Talk Show. So it teaches you how to make the content, then how to pitch it and get it on TV and stuff like that. So I have the credibility. And also, I'm a young person. I was able to start young and get this thing done. And I think that, you know, I'm the new generation, so I know more of the social media aspect and know more of, you know, the social media platforms and how to post certain things and certain wording you should use on certain things. So I will say that as well. And then I also have the experience. Like I said, I've been doing it for 4 years. So that's the reason, you know, people should definitely go out and buy it.
Now, when you do a book like this, do you get any kind of, like, is there, for the book reviews, do you have prominent people that will endorse your books? Like, so this one in particular, if you interviewed a high-profile person, would you give them a copy of your book, ask them to read it, and then post something about it on social media?
Yeah, I would. Actually, yeah, I would. And it's funny that you say that, because I was actually thinking about that earlier today. I was like, I wonder who I can, like, high profile I can get to endorse the book. But yeah, I have thought about that. I actually haven't had the, I have had some book endorsements, but not from high profile figures. Just
who has endorsed it so far?
Yeah, so actually some of my Facebook friends have endorsed it. So some of my Facebook friends who have went out and they ordered it online, and then they sent me a picture, a selfie with the book, and then they also posted it on their personal page as well. And then also I have an acknowledgement section. And so in the acknowledgement section is where I thanked all the people who have helped me get into the media industry, who have coached me in the media industry. And some of those people whose names are in the book have also endorsed it as well. And so, you know, some of the people names are in there who are, you know, in TV and stuff. So they're high profile figures here in Atlanta. So yeah, so those people have gave it some endorsements.
Okay. And what do you do? So it's one thing to build your TV show, but you have to promote it once you pitch it, and once you actually get it on and get everything done within the book, you actually have to promote it. So what are you doing, or what have you been doing since your book has been out in promotion of this? And do you, I guess probably not because of, you know, this whole pandemic thing, but are you going to, like, do you do local signings at local bookstores there in Atlanta?
Yeah, I do. Before the whole pandemic happened, I usually have a monthly meet and greet slash book signing that I do at a local bookstore here in Metro Atlanta. The bookstore is still allowing book signings. Personally, I'm not really comfortable with book signings because, you know, when you have a book signing, you have to shake hands, you have to greet people, you have to get close to them, you have to do hand-to-hand contact to hand them the book, you have to do hand-to-hand contact to get the money from them, and I'm just not comfortable with that. So I haven't had the chance to do any book signings with this book in particular at all this year, so just waiting for the pandemic to finish up. But I have been able to take the book and put it in the bookstore where I usually do my book signing. So it is there, and it is on the counter and on the shelf, so people do have a chance to purchase it. So yeah, they do have the chance to buy it at the bookstore. But, you know, hopefully, you know, when things start getting better, I can be able to have a book signing with it. But yes, marketing, like you said, marketing is everything. How am I getting the book out there? How am I getting it out to people? And it's all about the power of social media. You know, you have to constantly promote people. You have to get people who have bought it to take a picture of it, post it on their page of the book, and a picture of them with the book, and say, hey, I bought such and such book, you should go buy it too. And that's really, really a really good way to get sales, because it'll show people that people are buying your stuff and that your content that you're putting out is interesting. And then they will go out and purchase it just because they've seen their friend or their family member go out and purchase it.
So going back to you, I had another question about your book signings. You mentioned, you know, going to a local place there in the Metro Atlanta area. Do you go to just one specific bookstore? And if it's just one specific bookstore, how did you get the relationship with that bookstore in order for them to not only sell your book but do your book signing? I think that would be good information for, you know, if there are any writers that have written anything, maybe they could take your advice or take what you are, however you got into this bookstore, and do it somewhere locally in their city to start their career?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good question. So the bookstore is here in Metro Atlanta. It's called Nubian Bookstore, and it's in Morrow, Georgia. And it's a great bookstore, and you know, so many authors have their books in there, and I think it's a really great place to have books in there. I will tell you, every book signing that I have had, I've been very successful, and that's a really good place to thrive, especially if you have, like, you know, Saturdays is the best day to have a book signing. You know, people are out, people are at the stores, people are shopping and stuff like that. So, and you know, people just got their Friday check, so, you know, they have money to spend. And so, you know, if you're out there on that Saturday, you're able to catch a lot of people, and the bookstore is actually right next to a TJ Maxx. So it's in a really, really, really good location. And so everybody's, you know, flocking there to go get stuff. And so you're able to stop them and, you know, have your book signing table outside. As far as developing a relationship, yes, I've actually, the way I developed the relationship is my dad actually happened to, just happened to be shopping there one day, and he just, you know, walked past the bookstore. He went in and he introduced himself to the owner of the bookstore, and they started talking, and then, you know, he told him about my book, and then we, my dad had brung me to take my book up there to him, and we talked about it, and boom, he let the book in the store, and he was very happy to, you know, allow me to have my book in the store. And so, of course, you know, we have a little system where he sells the books, and he, you know, pays me out every so often. And then I've also had the pleasure of helping other local authors in the area get into the bookstore as well. So I've also had the chance to, you know, help other people develop their craft and, you know, get it in the bookstore as well. So, you know, not only doing stuff for me, but it's also important to help other people. And, like, you know, Tyler Perry did a speech one time, and he said it's really important to help somebody else cross. And I think that's really important to help other people out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, excuse me. So when you would do your book signings, you said that that was, you know, very successful, and that was a thriving thing. Have you transferred that to social media? Like, do you have a Instagram live book review, or a Facebook live book review, or do you do any, have you, in order to keep that audience, even though you can't see them in person, have you started, or do you do that in some way?
Actually, I haven't, but now that you have brung it up, I am definitely going to start doing that. I think that's a really great idea, and I'm glad that you have brung that to the table, but that is something I'm going to definitely work on, though, so I appreciate that.
Okay, well, there you go, man. There you go. Well, you know, it seems like this is the third book you wrote, right? I mean, the second book you wrote. And who published this one?
Yes. So all of my books, or both of my books that I have written, I actually self-published them. And self-publishing, I encourage you, you know, if you're an author and if you're in the process of writing a book, or you just finished writing a book and you need to get it published, self-publishing is the way to go. And the reason I say that is it's an easy process, and you don't have to go through the hassle and having to pay other people. It's such an easy process to do the way I've done it. And I'll walk you guys through it. So all you have to do is go to a Google Kindle Direct Publishing, and it'll take you to that website. And then on that website, you can upload your book. Make your own customized book cover on that website, and then submit the book, and then they'll look over it. It'll take them probably maximum 72 hours to look at it. And then once they approve it, then you can hit publish, and then your book is published. And then you can order author copies. You can put it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, other book websites. It's a really easy and beneficial process.
What is the cost of doing that?
It's free. And okay. that's another reason why I say self-publishing is free. The only thing you have to pay for is your books. You have to obviously, you know, buy author copies because, you know, print paper and ink, you know, that costs. And so, you know, my author copies are, you know, nothing but $2.15. But it really just depends on how many you get. So if you get like a big bulk order of like, you know, 100 books or something, then obviously the cost will be less. But the less books you get, the more it'll be. But the only thing you have to pay for is author copies to get delivered to your house, so that way you can sell them in person.
And how do you know how it's determined how much it will cost to print your book? Is it by page?
It is. So it depends on, like I said, it depends on how many you buy at that certain time. And it also depends on how much you've written. So like you can have a 50-page book, 100-page book. Yeah, it just depends on how many pages are in the book is based on how much they'll charge you.
And who does the editing to make sure it's grammatically correct? Do they do that when you send it in for them to read it, or do you have to have it already ready to go with all of that completely done before sending it in to get itself published?
Yeah, so when it comes to the editing process, that should already be done before you put it on, before you submit it to them. When it comes to editing, what I personally done is I've had multiple eyes look at my book. So like I'll have family members look at the book. I'll have, some teachers look at the book, obviously some English teachers, because, you know, they'll point out each and every single comma, period, punctuation mark, you name it. So those are some really good people to have look at your book. So like English professors, teachers and stuff like that, and family members and friends, those are really good people to have look at your content, you know, before you send it off. Or you can purchase a professional editor to look at it for you.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. The English teachers or family members that you go to and ask them to look at your book, is this a compensating situation, or are they doing this just out of the goodness of their heart? And I ask that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just doing it to help me out. You know, they know that I'm passionate about my craft and what I do. So yeah, they're just doing something that's really nice for me. So you know, as long as you ask and you ask the right person, and you know, it depends on who you ask, then you know, they'll lend a helping hand.
The reason I ask that is because I know there are some people that are motivated by money, mm-hmm. and if they did something for free, not necessarily would you get the same results as if you were paying them. So I just didn't know if that was a thing. So if you don't have family members that will do something like that, and you have to pay a professional editor, do you know what the industry standard of what a professional editor would cost? And let's just say, would you know what the fee for a, I mean, I'm just going to start real amateur, 100-page book, do you know what the professional editor's fee for that would be?
I actually don't know what that would be. I'm gonna be honest with you. One, because I haven't, you know, my books, I keep my books pretty short. So like this one, like this book, How to Create Your Own TV Talk Show, it's a little over 50 something pages. So, you know, it's a short read, quick, straight to the point. But yeah, I've actually never done professional editing. I've just had people that I trust and I know that's gonna point out every single error that they spot. I've had them look at the book. So, you know, it's all about who you know. So if you know some people, then you can get out of paying that professional editor's fee. But, you know, if you want that extra eye and want that extraness in it, then, yeah, I encourage you to go ahead and, you know, do the professional editor.
How easy is the dashboard? Like when after you get your book published and, you know, you have it on Amazon and you have it on Barnes and Noble or at any other bookstore that you can have it at. I would assume that you have a dashboard to be able to see how many of your books have sold or how many stores or how many websites they're on. Is that true?
Yeah, so actually what I do, so it really depends. So like with my first book, Green is a Thing, Money Manager for Kids, the way I had to do that one is you have to go, so like you, so like let's say the publish, the when you do the self-publishing, right, mm-hmm. you go in and they have a, and they have a chart, and on the chart it'll tell you how many books you sold for that certain day or each day or whatever. So it'll have like a line chart for like a 3 month span. And then you can, you know, click to view the next 3 months or click to view the previous 3 months. And so you can see how much book, how many books you sold on that certain website. But it doesn't have like a conjunction of every single thing. Like that's something okay. that you have to, you know, take calculations from each individual site, put it together, and then you'll have a wide range of everything that you sold.
And you said this was Google, right?
Yeah, no. So, what I meant to say was when you, so let's say the book, like when I did the self-publishing, right? So yeah. Kindle, so when you,
Kindle, so when you, that's what you yeah. said. No, yeah. you said it right. I just remembered it wrong. So with Kindle, mm-hmm. How long is your book up there for sale? Is it until the end of time, or if your book doesn't sell so many units per month, then they take it down? Like, how does that, is that even a thing? How does that work?
Yeah, so once you go on, it's Kindle Direct Publishing, and that's where you self-publish. But once you go up there and you put it out, like, it's out, and it's not going anywhere, really.
Okay.
The only way something would probably get down is if it's a controversial and offensive something. Uh-huh. You know, like, I'm pretty sure that you've, you know, heard of the store, heard of the Amazon t-shirts that have been selling. And so, yes. you know, when you have a product like that and, you know, something about your book is something like that, then yeah, they will definitely take that down if it doesn't align with the community standards. But if you just have like a regular general book, just giving regular information, valuable information that people need, it, you know, it'll stay up there, you know, until the end of time. And then also the cool thing about it is, you can go into your account and you can unpublish it anytime. So let's say you want to go back in your book and you want to make a quick edit or add a sentence. You can unpublish it, go back in there and make that edit, and then you can republish it again. So it's pretty cool.
And then when you, if you were to do something like that, would it take another up to 72 hours, or would it republish quicker than it initially published?
Yes, it would take up to that another 72 hours. Usually, like my book, it only took them about 24 hours. Okay. But it really just depends on, you know, when you submit it, how long the book is. So it just depends on a few factors. But yeah, you do have to get it reapproved.
Okay. And I did have another question, but unfortunately, I forgot what it was. It was still about publishing. Have you ever had that where you're in a conversation and you think of something, but you don't want to put too much thought into it because you don't want to stop listening to what the other person is saying? So I had the question in my head and here it is. See, if you talk long enough, yeah. then you'll remember what it is. So the question I was going to ask you was, how many different websites is your book on being sold? And for people, now all of my questions that I'm asking you now are for my listeners that would be considering doing their own book or writing their own book. which one of the sites that your book is on now would you say is the best for traffic for your book? I'm sure that for different genres, different sites are going to be better. So, I mean, I understand that. But out of all of the sites that your book is on, which one are you having, are you seeing the most success?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the most success, I will say, is on Amazon. And on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And that goes with both books. And I'll say that though, just because those two sites are obviously very, very, very popular sites and lots of people are always on them. And so, you know, you can go on those sites and it's quick and easy and they're well-known and trustable sites. Now, I will say, like, if you Google my first book, Green is the Thing, Money Manager for Kids, it'll come up. You'll have the Amazon link. You'll have the Barnes & Noble link come up. But then you'll also have, like, some third-party links that'll come up, you know, some links that you probably never even heard of before. And they sell the book, too. So, and, you know, it's crazy. So it's like some, like, you know, when I'll Google it, sometimes I'll see some people, I didn't even know they were carrying my book. But, you know, Obviously they are. So, you know, it. But, yeah, so I will say those are the two that I have the most success on. And then, of course, you know, if you know, when it's safe, in person is the best option because people want to meet the author. People want the author to sign the book. They feel like they're getting more bang for their buck, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes. So if you can go and if you can find websites that you did not know were selling your book, then if they actually do sell any copies of your book, how would you know if you didn't even know they were selling it in the first place? Like, is it, I guess the big picture of my question is it possible for people to sell and make money off of your book without you knowing about it?
It is true. I have actually, I saw one copy on eBay one time. So, you know, that's a way that people can, you know, make money off of you without even knowing it. But I will say when it comes to those like third party and other sites, what they typically do is they'll get the books from like Amazon or Barnes & Noble and then take it from there and then sell it on their site. And that's the way it works. So I'll still be making money off of it because they bought it from those two sites to sell it on their site.
You'll be making money off of it because they have to pay the original site. But if they turn around and sell your book for more than what they paid for it, you wouldn't see any of that. Is that right?
Yeah, that is true. So, yeah, that will happen.
Is that a thing that happens in the – because I mean, so this whole – self-publishing, this whole e-publishing, I would think that would be bound to happen. That people are almost pirating other people's work because, number one, it's on a scale to where it's not owned by a publishing house. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So for me, it would seem like that would happen more often than not. And this question again is for any potential writers out there. What can a self-published writer do to protect themselves against that from happening?
Yeah. The best advice that I can give you is just have eyes and constantly, you know, constantly doing research, constantly searching. Personally, I've actually never had that happen to me. I've only seen my book, like I said, I've seen one copy on like eBay or something, but they were selling it for less than what my book costs. So it, you know, it's just, it really just depends. So I've never really personally had that happen, but I will say to keep that from happening, you just have to constantly do research, have other people do research for you, and, you know, be looking out there on the internet to see, you know, what's happening with your book, because I mean, anything, you know, anything can happen. You can have, you can be selling a book for $5 and somebody turns around and sell it for $20. So
exactly.
Yeah. You never know. Yeah.
I know when, back when my career really first started, when it first started, I remember I used to Google my name a lot. Like if I would go to a red carpet event, I would Google my name the next day to see what the Getty images were, or to see what other pictures were taken. Red carpet pictures showed up on the internet from that event. But there were a couple of times that I would Google my name, and I would see like autograph 8x10s that I signed on Amazon or on eBay, and they've got the little, you know, their certificate of authenticity. Or, you know, there was once I saw these T-shirts, and I swear I had nothing to do with this at all, but there were these T-shirts that somebody made that said something to the effect of, like, I think J. Lewis Mills is my soulmate, or I'm J. Lewis Mills' soulmate, something like that.
Oh, gosh.
So when I saw it, and it was crazy because they had two different versions of the same shirt. And so when I saw that, I called my agent at the time, and I was like, look, I just found this, and I sent her the link. I told her the link that I was going to be sending to her, and I was like, can you look at this? And, like, this is my name. Can I get any money from this? And she was like, you know, there's really nothing that you can do about it. So that's why, another reason why I was asking if anybody can basically pirate your stuff. Because I'm not necessarily saying anything of mine has been pirated, and that would be the wrong play on words because I wear an iPad, so I would never say anything of mine was pirated. But at the same time, you know, I had to go through the whole Googling my name to see what was out there. So since you tell other writers to, you know, do your research and Google, you know, the name of your book, I think that's very good advice, because you're right. You never know what's out there unless you do the research.
Yep, absolutely. Got to research.
Well, thank you very kindly, my friend. I absolutely thank you for coming on for this last half hour with me. Tell us the name of your book one more time and where the best place where we can go to find it.
Yes. So my book is called How to Create Your Own TV Talk Show, and it teaches you how to make your own content and get it on TV. Also, it's a good book if you're looking to get into the media industry as well. So you can go purchase this book on Amazon.com, and you can go there. You can also Google the book. And if you Google the title of the book and you Google my name, so if you say Tyriq Wynn, TyriqWynn, you Google that, the book title should come up. Also, my other book, Green is a Thing, Money Manager for Kids, that's another book you can Google as well. And then the other books will come up under it. And also, you can go follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook at facebook.com/TyriqWynnTV. Also on Instagram at TyriqWynn_TV. And also Twitter at TyriqWynnTV. Yes, very happy I was able to join you tonight. Thanks so much for taking time to have me on. And yes, we are past midnight over here.
Absolutely, absolutely. I just want to, you know, thank you again for coming on. And, you know, for my listeners, It is a bit bittersweet. And I know I said earlier that I was going to be sad, but I was excited. But I am at the end of the show, and this is really starting to hit me now. I'm going to be away from you all for some time. I just ask that, you know, you all continue to love each other, love and respect yourselves. Watch the narrative. I'm not going to be talking to you all for a while, so I just want to say, watch the narrative. There's going to be some pretty interesting things that are going to be happening in this country about this country over the next several months. Stay the course. We all know what needs to happen. We all know where this country needs to go. Please don't accept any of the distractions. Please don't buy into any of the distractions that we are getting ready to be fed. And in closing, I will say, we already have the First Lady that we have right now. Please, people, let's do everything in our power to make sure the next First Lady of the United States of America is not Kim Kardashian. I'm done. We are out.
Are you inspired? Can I inspire you more? Come join me every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. here at BBS Radio. Let's get inspired together. Come join me. You'll be glad you did.